Today is town meeting day. While school budgets and select board elections get the headlines, veteran town meeting goers know the gatherings are usually not complete without debate about new equipment for the town highway or fire departments. In Elmore, a debate about a new fire truck has divided the community before the meeting even begins. VPR's Amy Noyes has more.
Elmore is a pretty agreeable town. If something makes it on the town meeting warning, it's likely to be approved without much fuss. Perhaps that's why there's been so much talk prior to town meeting about replacing a fire truck.
The truck is a 1979, so it's 40 years old. According to the local people who've had work on it, it will not pass inspection without probably $12,000 worth of repair, and it's just not worth it for that year truck, and you don't know what you're going to have for maintenance from there on.
Brent Hosking is the fire chief in Elmore. He's talking about replacing the department's second engine with a new pumper tanker. But when the fire department approached the select board about putting the question on the town meeting ballot, the board said no, as Selectman Glenn Schwartz explains.
The request came in a little bit late. It came in January at one of our select board meetings, and we just felt that we needed a little bit more time in making a decision of this size.
A new truck will cost up to $370,000, part of which the department plans to finance over 10 years. The board wanted to look into repairing the old truck or buying used, but the fire department gathered signatures and had the question put on the ballot without select board approval. That led the select board to write an open letter to the community urging voters to say no. The board also held a pair of public information meetings, which were heavily attended by fire department members. Differing figures put out by the select board and the fire department led to contention and confusion.
I've heard both sides of the story, and there's two camps out there.
But after some heated debate, Schwartz said the board and the fire department have found some middle ground, and now it's up to the voters.
A yes vote will mean that we're going to be authorized to go out and purchase a truck, and a no vote will be that we're going to do some more research.
Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. With less than 750 voters on the checklist, the town clerk expects to have the results shortly after. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.